We're starting off with an F sharp diminished, and we're playing it up the neck and then dropping it down. And so for the original shape, or the initial shape, my second finger's on the 4th string, 13th fret. My first finger's 2 frets lower on the 3rd string, so 3rd string, 11th fret. And then my 3rd finger is barring the first 2 strings, 13th fret. So I'm kind of bending backwards on that tip so that I can get 2 strings. Now, for some reason, you can't do that. You can use your 3rd and 4th finger. But I just find it easier to use the 3rd finger, especially when I'm sliding it. Because after this, I'm going to slide it down 3 frets. So that now my 2nd finger is in the 10th fret. Then I'll slide this shape down 3 frets again, rather, so that my 2nd finger's in the 7th fret. Then down 3 frets again, so that now my 2nd finger's in the 4th fret. And then the final strum, I'll keep my hand where it is, but I'll just strum the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings. And I'm just using the thumb pick to make this strum. And that's the F sharp diminished, descending. And then I'll have... And this is a G6, which means everything is open except the 1st string 2nd fret. And I'll thumb strum it, and then I'll play that 1st string again. Then we'll play it one more time, then go to the 1st fret, and then play the 1st string open. Then grab a C chord, and that's our 2nd finger, 4th string 2nd fret, 1st finger 2nd string 1st fret, 3rd finger, you're on the 1st string, 2nd fret, even though we won't strike it. With the thumb, I'm going to strum 4, 3, and 2, and then go up to this. This is an open G chord, but I am adding in the 1st string, 5th fret. So after I play the F sharp diminished, I'll have that G6, 1st fret open, C chord, down to the 2nd string, and then a G chord adding in the 1st string 5th fret. And that's the intro. From here we go into the first verse. So let's take a look at it.